Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what that music means. Time to check in with our friend. The IA Hall of Fame has been named after him, as it is the Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, Inside Access Hall of Fame. It is
the memorial on his birthday.
Memorial, yes. It is the late, great Jerry Coleman, who joins us on his birthday, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And, Jerry, thank you, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. So, I guess let's start. I do want to get to media food spreads, but I will start with the Ravens. And the question we've been asking today, in your opinion, is this a must-win for the Baltimore Ravens?
I would say no. Mm-hmm. It is not a must-win, but they have to have at least a decent showing in front of the rest of the country. I mean, if they want people to still believe in them and them to believe in themselves, but it's borderline must-win. I mean, I could see them losing and still making the postseason. The reason being, I just feel like the AFC North is so weak, guys, that there's still a chance to just win the division and then somehow sneak into the postseason, no matter what their record is against some of these better teams. So I wouldn't say must win, but very, very close to being a must win situation. And I must tell you, but I got the same feeling from him last week. I mean, John Harbaugh exuding nothing but confidence this week, not in a grumpy mood, nothing like that. Maybe not answering questions directly the way you would like him to, but still out there and seems to be very, very, you know, confident that his team's going to show up, and especially his defense.
Well, let's get to that defense, where it was extremely rough through the first 10 games last year, and then they turned things around down the stretch. Can this defense fix itself? Is it fixable?
Well, we've been asking that question on the Be More Football podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see how it is. We'll get to the plugs later, but I don't see how it is with the personnel they have. I really don't, unless someone were to really, you know, have an uptick in their game, but with the bodies and you know, the ability that they have right now and losing Namdi. And, you know, I just don't know if they're going to be able to get to the quarterback. I mean, we just haven't seen evidence of it just yet. Again, they seem to believe that they're going to be able to turn things around, but the proof's in the pudding. And right now, I just don't see it. I've never seen anything like what we saw on Monday night in all my years with the Ravens covering the team. I haven't seen anything like that on Monday night.
It's a lot,
Jerry,
of years.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Just
if you
went up
had
one.
To make this decision, if your options were the next primetime Ravens game that you have to cover, you either have to wear sunglasses in that press box through the entire game, or you have to show up to the stadium dressed up as a minion. Which are you doing? Which are you doing?
I go the Corey Hart.
But wait, Ben's shaking his head. He doesn't like this line of questioning.
Yeah, well, I mean, I go the Corey Hart.
Corey Hart.
I'd wear my sunglasses at night in the press box and around the stadium or whatever.
What do you think people would say to you? I think there'd be a lot of chirping in the press box if you did that.
Yes, I've seen it happen before, and there is a lot of chirping. I ask questions behind the people's back saying, why is that person wearing sunglasses out? It's dark. But then I'm told, you know, that person may have an eye issue or what. You don't want to embarrass that person saying, why are you wearing glasses? Well, I got, you know, my eye got ripped out or whatever, and they take off their glasses.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You
don't know what someone's going through.
There's a lot of one-eyed guys
pirates
in the press box.
Pirates, Jason.
Dressing as minions. I'll tell you, you should run that by Buck Showalter sometime to see what he thinks about fraternizing and, you know, with the rookies and all that.
Oh, there's a time and place for everything, but.
Yeah, let's wait until the last road trip of the year to do it as well. I mean.
Well, the Tampa Bay Rays were dressing as princesses.
They were dressing as Major League Baseball, but were they dressed up as?
Yeah, the rookies flew. Well, I forgot where they flew, but they dressed as princesses. Yes,
I don't know why they wait till the last but road trip.
I don't
of the
know
year.
That they cavorted through downtown Tampa, St. Pete like that.
I don't think they did, but yeah. Well, the Orioles just cavorted from the stadium to the bus.
But I mean, you're going right down Russell Street. Yeah. I mean, it is
cavorted.
Yeah. You don't know cavorted.
I thought the Minions were spotted on Broadway or something.
Yeah.
Well, could have been.
They just walked to the bus.
Do you know who was Gru?
I mean, we haven't identified Gru. I could say something very rude.
Go for it.
Come on. It wouldn't be the first time.
This is the perfect show to do it.
The first time.
Would anyone notice him out of the uniform?
Wow.
Out of the outfit.
A lot of them,
just
no.
Walking down Broadway. I mean,
attendance is way down, Jer. Attendance is way down.
And they get more attention by walking down Broadway as a minion.
This is why we named the Hall of Fame after you, Jerry.
Yep.
Jerry, I'm sure you're going to be at the press conference Monday with Mike Elias, Tony Mancellino.
Are you okay with the scheduling? Is the time okay? Because usually you've got a lot to say about when end of the year press conferences are scheduled.
There was talk that press conference could have gone off a little bit later, and I said something to somebody and put my foot down and said, you're putting it too close to heart.
Oh, yeah, Harbaugh talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if this team loses on Sunday, we're going to want to be there on Monday to ask Harbaugh the questions. We also want to be there on Monday to ask Mike Elias the questions. So, yes, to answer your original, I just RSVP'd. Didn't know you had to do that, but I am going to assume – two things. Well, one, food is going to be served. If they
most
have an
importantly,
RSVP.
It's lunch.
And it's at the bar and restaurant. It's at lunchtime. It's right there. It's not in the auxiliary clubhouse. It's in the warehouse.
Yes.
So that means to me, lunch will be served.
To go back.
It doesn't say it here. It doesn't say it here. What it does say here is that Mike Elias is going to be joined by one person, and that is Tony Mancellino.
What do you make of that?
Also known as Tony Mancellino.
I like the first version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
Tony Massachusetts.
That's a surprise. I thought I was attending Tony's last news conference pregame yesterday. I really did.
I can't quit him.
Tony's going to be back, but obviously Tony's coming back because I don't know why you'd have him by your side on Monday,
right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Not a huge fan of the decision, but we're going to go status quo. It looks like right now, and just push into next year. That's the impression I'm getting. We're not going to hear from the owner, and it's a shame that we're not going to hear from the owner. I thought we would hear from the owner. I know the owner spoke at the Basayo press conference, but most of the media was ill-prepared. I mean, based on the questions I heard, he wasn't asked any tough questions. Ooh. I don't think most of the media realized that he was going to be there that day.
I'm just counting on the days till Davos. I don't know exactly when the billionaires go to Davos, he'll have a lot to say then.
I guess. I don't understand why he's not going to be there that day, although he could hold his own individual press conference.
He could.
That would be wonderful if he does that.
Jerry, what's going on in the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, we had Peter Boulware on this past week, and you talk about a guy that was embarrassed. I mean, you know, he played on, I would say, the greatest defense in NFL history, the Ravens 35 Super Bowl win team. But he had a lot to say about trying to fix this run defense. Mike and I obviously didn't hold back with our assessments of where things are going right now and who's at fault. And, you know, there was a lot of blame pointed towards Zach Orr. We'll see what happens. I don't think they're ready to fire him. They're certainly not firing Coach Harbaugh just yet. We didn't get to talk about the fans being
Sashi.
Spoiled,
is Sashi all right? Is there any heat on Sashi?
Come on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I didn't hear that question.
Is there any heat on Sashi?
No, there's no heat on Sashi.
Jerry's on this show.
One third.
The only person in this town who's willing to hold him accountable.
Accountable to what?
He only runs the building. Why would you ever mention his name?
Yeah. Well, he seems to. If we're talking about the business side, I could.
Very well.
Yes, the business side's doing very well.
Yeah, great. Then maybe you should get a ring for that. Yeah. Well, they should throw a parade.
Good, but you put your best foot and product forward with your biggest audience, and it just may be another 4 years before they get a home Monday night football game after what transpired the other night.
Jerry, most importantly, how has the media food spreads been of late at both Orioles and Ravens and anywhere else you've been?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because I was on the verge of getting one final meal at Camden Yards. It was very late in the season that I discovered amongst two of the Oriole announcers, I'm not going to mention any names besides Jeff and Brett.
Yeah.
And I found out that when one of them doesn't show up, you can still sign in and obtain a ticket and might be able to eat under their name.
Wow.
All set to eat under Brett's name. And Brett had the audacity, the nerve to show up.
And even though he wasn't calling the game?
He wasn't calling the game, but he was there because he was making the road trip. So he's in New York right now and not hearing this. And I'm sure no one will tell him that I was pretty ticked off that he showed up, took my ticket, which I gave to him graciously, and admitted that, you know, his partner had told me that I could sign in as him, which
wow.
didn't go over too well.
Oh wow.
So then I was going to sign in as another member of the radio crew who wasn't there. And I did sign in as that person, and I didn't take their ticket because I just felt like that person was going to eventually show up and hear about it, and I didn't want to hear about it. So I went with just a hot dog and nachos yesterday. Not too happy. That's why I'm demanding food on Monday.
How much does the media meal cost?
Like $15?
$15. $15. One trip through the line, all the salad you can eat. I found it all out. As far as the Ravens, what they did on Wednesday to their media was an insult. It was a slap in the face. It was a disgrace. They brought out food for a 4:45 press conference.
Bastards.
According to multiple sources.
It's dinner time,
anywhere
Jerry.
Anywhere between 12 and 3 o'clock. By the time I got there, and there's a picture on this Twitter site. I don't know who it is. Baltimore Media Free Food.
Yeah.
It's a great follow.
God, I wonder who's behind that.
Yeah, someone posted a picture of what was left, and basically it was a half-eaten bagel and a bunch of pickles.
Terrible.
What a
pickles
joke.
That were on my sandwich the week before when Chick-fil-A was delivered. And again, the Ravens continue to bring out pickled sandwiches from Chick-fil-A. THB, it looked like it was a half order because it certainly wasn't enough for the overworked and underpaid.
By the way,
media.
On second thought, maybe Jason's on to something with this Sashi thing.
You'd think they'd have an intern who could pick those pickles off the sandwiches for you.
Yeah.
Or how about just make like they have in the past, the non-pickle sandwiches with the little label instead of it saying spicy.
Where's your intern? Yeah, no, yeah. Get your intern to pull the pickles off for you.
Did you end up finding an intern?
No, times are slim now. These kids want money. I mean, they're so misguided. Hmm. It's all about the experience.
That's right.
They took the opportunity to pull out pickles from a sandwich and then be able to ask John Harbaugh a question that he's not going to answer. Those are the opportunities you would have had as an intern for the Be More Football podcast. But no, kids instead, they wanted money.
Yeah.
Have that to give you.
No, is there going to be another Be More Baseball podcast?
You know, a lot of people have been asking that, including my partner, Mike Bordick. He asked me that this morning. I said, of course there will be. We just won't go as long into the offseason as I did with Adam Jones. You know, we don't end until November. Mm. It's a good thing I got John Smoltz's contact last week and a couple other people's contacts because, you know, we've had our last Orioles guest. It's Anthony Vila, director of player development, a guy who was born the same year that Camden Yards opened. He was a great interview. Very young man, though. Very young man. I felt very old, especially after celebrating a birthday today and interviewing him. But he's doing a good job in turning, you know, the minor league system.
You got
around.
Any big birthday plans?
Early bird?
Tomorrow, probably. Still eating Rosh Hashanah leftovers from Lisa Coleman Frank, who's one of the great cooks out there and took my mother's cooking to another level. So. Got brisket, potatoes, and matzo ball soup for dinner.
Brisket.
There he is, Jerry Aloysius Coleman, eating Rosh Hashanah dinner here on a Friday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy Mazel. Birthday, brother. Seriously.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yep. It only comes once a year, as you know.
Yeah, well.
Unfortunately. Unlike the free meals, they seem to come
They
more
come
often,
way, way more often. Especially when you take pickles. Especially when you sign somebody else's name at the cafeteria.
Awesome. Wow. Yeah, that's great.
Something. I mean, there's a couple other places, too, in town that like to give you free food on your birthday. One in particular, a barbecue place.
Oh. I've been there with
something. You. Yeah, they said you have.
Yeah.
I think we ran into a former Raven.
We did.
There.
Who you didn't recognize, but I did.
Yeah. I think his name still is Darius Smith.
It still is. And he was wearing, I think, a Kentucky shirt, and I think he went to Kentucky. And you're like, I think that's a Raven. I go, that's Darius Smith.
I was wondering why he was saying hello to me. Yes. I didn't know who he was. But anyway, this place repeatedly will, you know, send you emails about a free sandwich.
Okay.
There's no date on it. Oh, so
yeah. Use it forever.
We'll pick that up with you next time.
It is kind of a year-round thing, as long as you use it outside, owing smells.
Jerry, you're the best. Thanks as always, buddy.
All right, guys, again, check out the...
Yeah. You're killing our clock, Holmes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Be
Godspeed.
More
Godspeed. There he goes.
Yeah. Late free food.
There
no
he
pickles.
Goes. The late, great Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD.
Man. Couldn't get him off the line.
TMI, TIM, what you got?
We're going to have an expedited best bets next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.